This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces endured heavy artillery barrages on Sunday as they held off Russian attempts to capture the largest city, Kyiv, and still controls in the Luhansk region of the Donbas, according to Ukrainian officials. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The shelling was so intense it was not possible to assess casualties and damage, according to the governor of Luhansk. Dozens of buildings have been destroyed over the past few days. The Ukrainian government, meanwhile, urged the West to provide it with more long-range weapons to turn the tide in the war, which is now in its fourth month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on the front lines in northeastern Kharkiv region on Sunday. The trip marked his first official appearance outside Kyiv region since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Ukrainian troops pushed Russian forces back from around Kharkiv earlier this month, but the city has come under renewed artillery fire this week. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden grieved with the shattered community of Uvalde on Sunday. He mourned privately for 3 hours with anguished families left behind when a gunman killed 19 schoolchildren and two teachers. The president was met with chants of "do something" as he departed a church service and responded, "We will." Biden and his wife Jill visited a memorial to those who were slain at Robb Elementary School and attended Mass at Catholic Church. Biden met privately with first responders before flying back to his home in the U.S. state of Delaware. And again, President Biden grieved with those shattered community members on Sunday in Uvalde, that's in Texas. He mourned privately for 3 hours with the families left behind when the gunman killed the